defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
USA! Fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff is down.
Hello, I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, November 14th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So for most people, man's best friend is the perfect guard animal to have around. However, burglars may think twice before breaking into the Houston, Texas home of Trisha Myers. After a long investigation, cops finally entered the home and found three tigers, a skunk, a fox, and, well, sort of a barrel of monkeys. And to think, the whole investigation actually started over a kitten. She refused to give this man a kitten after he paid $3,000 for it. I don't know. I'll just stick to my Second Amendment and a 100-pound German Shepherd for my security. All right, let's get to today's big three headlines. Everyone needs to sit down, relax, and take a deep breath. President-elect Donald Trump is not going back on any of his campaign promises. We'll go over what was said over the weekend and how mainstream media is trying to make Trump supporters turn on him. Also, we've learned of a few high-profile administration positions being filled this weekend. We'll talk about those as well as go over some potential candidates for the other 4,098 positions that need to be filled before January 20th. And will Barack Hussein Obama risk what little legacy he has to preemptively grant a blanket pardon to Hillary Clinton before she's ever charged? Or will he pull his best Ryan Lochte impression and leave her on her own to face the justice system, which she's not that familiar with? All that plus just how many illegal aliens voted last Tuesday, we have those numbers. We'll also talk about a conference call Hillary had over the weekend with her biggest donors. And later on in today's show, we'll be speaking with Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare about your healthcare options now that open enrollment is upon us. We have a lot to get to today, guys, but first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Maybe even justice for Hillary Clinton. We'll see. We will see. However, in the meantime, you got to check out RhinoReport.com, RhinoReport.com, also RWBNetwork.com. Lots of stuff there, too. But if you go to the show website, you have new articles there, two brand new articles I just put up this morning. You can sign up for the newsletter there. Also, new Rhino Rants are there with some new videos. You got to check those out. Some celebratory, some kind of funny. Lots of cool stuff there. Also, as always, you can follow me on Twitter. I was a little quiet on Twitter over the weekend, but at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. I'll be on that thing all week. Plus Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you had a good weekend. My weekend, it was one of those sports weekends for me. It didn't go so well. You know, you look forward to those weekends and you have, you know, two or three of your teams playing. Well, all of my teams lost. Every single one of them. My Syracuse Orange will not be going to a bowl game this year. New York Islanders blew a lead in the third period with 13 seconds left. Go figure. The Jets, well, we won't talk about the Jets. We'll just leave that on its own. Big shout-out to everyone right now listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, as well as StreamingTalkRadio.com, and the replay tonight, KLRNRadio.com, midnight Eastern, and always check out the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. And I want to give a big welcome to our newest Rhino reporter, Ruby Camerato, finally. We have somebody else with an Italian last name around here. She has a great article up now on rhinoreport.com. Got to check that out, as well as we have one by Robert up there, too. So you got to check those articles out, and a big welcome to Ruby. Like I said, hope you had a great weekend. Mine, not so much, you know. We're watching these riots, protests, whatever you want to call them. You know, when they start destroying things, that's no longer a protest. That we call that a riot. I know some people don't call it that, but that's what it is. And the summer quieting down, summer getting worse. There is no real message. It's kind of like that Occupy Wall Street stuff where there was no real message. It was like a conglomerate of people that none of them had fully fleshed out ideas. And then they're going to take to the streets, and they were camping out in Zuccotti Park, and they were defecating on cop cars. It was a whole mess in New York City. That's kind of how these riots are going. There is no real message. It's just, we don't like Donald Trump. He's a racist. He wants to kick people out. He wants to get rid of, he wants to separate families. It's all this misinformation, and at some point, it's all going to come to an end. Because they're going to realize, we don't really have a message here. There is no message. It's just, we're mad that we didn't win. We're just a bunch of melting snowflakes. We didn't win. We didn't get our way. We didn't get our trophy. Where'd the trophy go? They didn't get one. They're upset. And now there are reports, and I saw this on mainstream media over the weekend, that they're finding hate graffiti everywhere. Swastikas and all this stuff everywhere. And they're blaming us. It's the alt-right. It's the Trump supporters. It's all us. We're doing this. We're the ones that are so full of hate. Well, what's happening is, as the cops are investigating these, this graffiti and whatever else, they're finding that it's not us. In fact, it's the other side trying to frame us. That's what's happening in a lot of these. So you're going to hear about it in the news and the media. Take it with a grain of salt. There are those people out there who are full of hate on both sides. I'm not going to say there aren't. Definitely are. But most of the ones you're hearing, not us. They're just... mainstream media is trying to whip us into a frenzy. That's what they're doing right now. See, they didn't get their way. Hillary didn't win. The anointed one, the coronation, it never happened, and it's never going to happen. And they're trying to get us all crazy and riled up. No honeymoon period. No honeymoon period. Generally, when you have a president-elect or a newly sworn-in president, you have that honeymoon. It's not going to happen this year. We had a couple of days to let it sink in and gloat a little bit, and it's over. It's over. And they're making sure it's over. They've been talking all weekend about the special prosecutor. Is Donald Trump not going to appoint a special prosecutor now? They're talking about Obamacare. Is he not going to dismantle Obamacare? Is he not going to build a wall? They want to get you riled up and have you turn on him. Listen, let me tell you something. Donald Trump's presidency does not end on January 20th. That's when it begins. And they're trying to get everybody turning on him. For what reason? Other than they're looking 4 years down the road? I'm not sure. Are they still mad that they lost? Because mainstream media lost, and they lost big time. It wasn't close. They got their clock cleaned. They got shellacked. This election was a referendum on mainstream media, if nothing else. And they're still going at it. They don't want you to be happy. You can't be happy. Unless they get their way, you can't be happy. Listen, when it comes to the special prosecutor, first and foremost, Donald Trump cannot appoint a special prosecutor right now. He would need to appoint one to look into the current email investigation. Other than that, it's in the hands of the Justice Department. The pay to play, the misuse of public office, that's in the hands of the Justice Department, which now feels like the thumb is off the scale. By all accounts, they're pretty happy in the FBI that Donald Trump won. When it comes to Obamacare, they're saying, oh, he may not repeal and replace the whole thing. He was saying that for months. No, what he said was there are some good points to it. People should have access to affordable health care. Can we all agree on that? That seems so basic and so simple. We should all have access to affordable health care. It was the implementation and the requirements of Obamacare that people did not like. It wasn't the fact that we shouldn't have health care. Oh, these people are poor. They shouldn't have health care. That's not what anybody ever said. That's what the left would want you to think we said. All Donald Trump said is there are some things in there that are not bad ideas. And making healthcare affordable is never a bad idea, as long as it can be done without tugging at the purse strings of every single taxpayer out there. There needs to be a better, more affordable, more streamlined way of doing it, more competitive, that really takes advantage of our free markets. And that's all he said. And the wall. They're going nuts about the wall. Is it going to be a wall? Is it going to be a fence? Is it going to be four bricks? What's it going to be? Is it going to be gray, orange, red, yellow? What color is it going to be? Who's going to build it? Is it going to be union? Is it going to be non-union? And it's shovel ready. What does that mean? Are they Chinese shovels? Shovels from Lowe's, Home Depot? Where'd they get the shovels from? Calm down. Calm down. They're going to build a wall. They're going to build a wall. Is everybody happy now? Some parts of the terrain, perhaps you cannot put a 300-foot wall on. Construction is not as easy as it looks. I'll tell you that. It may need to be a fence in some spots. But they're going to build a wall. Calm down. See, Donald Trump right now is being what I like to call one of the Sunshine Boys. And what that is if you ever go to a shareholders meeting, they put up whether it's the CEO or the head of the board of directors or communications guy, and everything's sunshine and rainbows. See, the stock could tank. It could tank 20% quarter over quarter. And what they're going to say is, you know what? It's not tanking. It's consolidating. And before you go up, you have to consolidate because you build a base. And everyone goes, oh, okay. Okay, I got it. They will turn anything into sunshine and rainbows. You could have the CEO get arrested for embezzlement, and they'll say something like, well, at least we caught it, and we caught it soon, or it wasn't foreign actors. That's what they do. That's what Donald Trump is doing now. He has to be sunshine, because he said in the last few weeks he's going to be the president for everybody. He's going to bring everyone together. He's going to let the other people deliver the bad news. He's not going to do it. Every successful business owner out there knows this. If you're always running around ranting and raving and yelling at people, you don't get anything done. That's why you have a manager or a supervisor or somebody else to deliver the bad news. The best bosses always got a smile on their face. Always. We'll continue with this when we come back. Plus, who did Donald Trump appoint over the weekend? We'll talk about that. Who could be coming next? Hang in there, guys.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. See, Donald Trump, he's just acting like the chairman. He's acting like the CEO. He's not going to be the one delivering the bad news. It's going to be Rudy Giuliani. It's going to be whoever's in the cabinet. That's who's going to deliver the bad news. That's what they're paid for. The president does the bad news thing when they really have to, when it comes down to something tragic like 9/11 or something of that magnitude, that is when they deliver the bad news. Other than that, they're the sunshine boys. Everything is good. We're growing. We're prosperous. We're happy. We're working together. We're a family. That's what the president does. And he's acting like the president now, and mainstream media is trying to tell you that he's going back on everything he said. You should have voted for Hillary. Donald Trump's not going to do it. Aren't you guys mad now? I couldn't be happier right now. I couldn't be happier. He was on 60 Minutes, and if you watched that, I'm sorry, but he's on 60 Minutes, and he was asked about by this Leslie Stahl about what he's going to do about Hillary Clinton. What's going to happen? Special prosecutor? And he goes, listen, she did some bad things. She did some bad things. He goes, I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them. Maybe just having a little compassion. Maybe that's what he's having here. Because you know what? He is not going to be the one that gets a special prosecutor. He's not going to be the one that calls a grand jury. It's going to be the AG, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to say, my hands are out of it. I think Hillary's a wonderful lady. That's what he's going to say. But they're trying to make it, even Fox News, totally guilty of it today. absolutely guilty of this. Trying to whip everybody up and say he's not doing what he said. Guys, there's going to be a price to pay. Hillary will pay a price. I do not think that Barack Hussein Obama is going to put what little legacy he has on the line right now to save her. If you believe what you've read in the book Clinton Cash, they are not good friends. They don't particularly care for each other. He campaigned for her because that's what the outgoing president does for the candidate of their party in the election. That's what they do. It's as traditional as the transfer of power peacefully. It's what they do. Plus, he may have his own secrets in that White House somewhere that someone may get their hands on, so he needed her to win. We went over that ad nauseum over the last 5 or 6 months. So, yes. Is he trying to play it kind of cool right now? Trying to not whip people up? Nothing he can do right now is going to work. Mainstream media will always be against him. So still, even though he won, their battle, the mainstream media battle, it just began. Just began. Do you think Donald Trump would appoint somebody as a senior advisor like Stephen Bannon if he wasn't really serious about the populist message he was giving during the campaign? No, because he'd be fighting with Bannon tooth and nail. You would never do that. So just take that and say, okay, I'll put up with Donald Trump reaching across the aisle. I'll put up with him saying some sort of vanilla things. Not really committing to anything for a little while. He doesn't want to commit to anything, especially before December 19th, when the college goes to vote. Which, what an antiquated process this is. Why does the president need 10 weeks to get to the White House? He can get there in a half an hour. That goes back 200 years, when you had to get people to Washington from all parts of the country by horse and buggy. That needs to end. We need to get this thing done much, much quicker. Much quicker. But regardless, he's going to build a wall. He's going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He's going to leave some of the things that people like in it. Like we said, the issue was the mandate and the issue was the requirement. Don't get all into a frenzy about the state lines thing and the competitiveness of this versus that. Don't worry about that. You got to keep a couple of the things that people like. We should never, ever say no in this country to people having health care. So, we're going to continue with this, and, you know, we'll talk about some of the appointments he made. Listen, Reince Priebus, I think it's good. I like Reince Priebus in this chief of staff role. He's a guy who can... Listen, he was neutral. He was pretty neutral. I gave this guy a ton of crap in the beginning. But he proved me wrong. He did a good job working with Donald Trump even during the primary process. That was a good appointment. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And we'll also talk about who else may be appointed very, very shortly. We're going to hear probably some of the big ones. Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, AG. We'll hear about those probably this week, I imagine. And I think we've all heard some of the names being floated around. But we have a few more here for you. A few more. When we come back, we're going to speak with Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare about what you can do to get affordable health care now. None of this Obamacare stuff. Hang in there, guys. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. All right, guys. While I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. We are joined now by the Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare and a great friend of the Rhino Report, Dale Bellis. Dale, how you been?
It is such a pleasure to be with you, Ryan. Doing great. Thank you so much.
Now, the last time we spoke, at the very end of our conversation, I had asked you, do you think your Cleveland Indians could take care of the Boston Red Sox? And you told me yes, and you were right. What happened?
We're what all happened? Heartbroken, but my goodness, what an incredible series it was. Up to the seventh game, the tenth inning, losing it by one run. Our hearts are broken, but I'm thrilled for the Cubs.
You know, I got to tell you, being a New York Mets fan myself, I feel your pain. I definitely feel your pain. But it was a good win for the country, except for everyone in Cleveland, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
look
so.
At it that way.
Yeah.
All right. So as this show has grown, there are some people that may not have heard me and you speak before about really what medical cost sharing is. And now that the open enrollment is upon us, I think it's more important now than ever that they know exactly what that is. Can you describe what Liberty HealthShare does and what medical cost sharing is?
Yeah, Liberty HealthShare is a nationwide nonprofit association of like-minded men, women, and families who unite around a common cause, and that's to share in each other's medical expenses whenever they occur. We do that without the aid of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way of sharing each other's medical expenses. We do it on a whole different basis, mutual aid, mutual assistance. When one of us have a bill, the other members come to our assistance and help pay that bill.
Now, your members, they use something called a share box. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, each of our members have a secure online account that we call a share box. And our members set aside a predetermined share amount each month of $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family. We don't count more than three for a family. And that share is then matched to another member who has medical expenses that month. And they can message them with cheer or encouragement or prayer. And like a true social community, we stand with one another whenever those medical bills occur, and we cut the checks directly out of our online account to pay for those hospitals and doctor visits. And it is just a way to meet those costs, and we're doing it at the tune of several million dollars a month, sharing that in community with each other.
Well, I know you guys have been growing just at a rapid rate the last few years. How many members do you guys have now at Liberty HealthShare?
Well, we currently have just shy of 35,000 families. That's about 80,000 individuals. We're adding 2,000 to 3,000 new households every month. And so we are growing at a rapid pace because it's really unleashing an option of freedom in healthcare, Ryan. We have dropped out of the insurance model. And in fact, we provide an option of freedom from health insurance, where the individual, based upon their values and beliefs, manage and direct and control their own health care. They're the ones making those choices and decisions with their doctor, and that changes the dynamic completely.
Sure. Is there anyone who is restricted from joining, either by religious affiliation or by just geographic limitations? Anyone restricted from joining?
We operate in all 50 states. We don't intrude on individual faith choices, although we do have a set of common values or beliefs, and folks can look at them on our website at libertyhealthshare.org. But it's essentially centered around two principles. One, that our rights and liberties are given to us by God, and that we have the right to direct, manage, and control our own health care. But I'd add a third, honestly, and that is that God's placed us on this earth to assist others whenever they're in need, according to my abilities and opportunity. So if folks feel as if, and this represents the vast majority of Americans, that they really are motivated to help someone else when they know of a true need or concern or issue that someone has, and they are motivated to participate in that, we simply bend that motivation towards healthcare, harness that DNA of America, and are sharing millions of dollars every month in medical bills.
Sure. And someone like you who has been involved in healthcare for just so many years, I think the Not-So-Affordable Care Act implosion was almost a foregone conclusion. You have rates going up in Arizona, 116%, New York, 80%, 92% New Mexico, 50% Pennsylvania. How predictable was this from your perspective?
It was very predictable because it did not. In fact, it expanded on two of the most egregious flaws that exist in our healthcare system. Number one is the third-party pay system. That means somebody else is paying the bill. And, Ryan, with you and I or any other person going to the hospital or the doctor and we're spending somebody else's money, it tends toward misuse and overexpense and add-on costs because it's somebody else's pocketbook. I'm not
impacted house money.
By it.
It's house money. Right?
Yes. And the problem with that is it's okay to spend somebody else's money until they run out of money. And
sure.
That's what we're encountering here in America today. The third-party pay system tends toward abuse and exploitation. The second issue is sick care. Our health care system is really focused upon taking care of us when we're ill, not maintaining and managing and directing our health. And that's a whole different basis, and it's a change of mentality completely. When it's my money at stake and I'm focused upon the care of my physical body because I'm a creature of God, that's a whole different orientation. It changes the game dramatically.
Sure. Do you feel like when you get new members that they have this sense of relief, like this weight is lifted off their shoulders?
They express that to us over and over again. And when we are in alignment with each other, and that's really what our 30-plus thousand families represent, is a unity of mindset that we're responsible for our own care, each individual household. We're responsible for those costs, but we choose to share them in community with one another, and that creates a real like-mindedness and unity so that we're standing with one another when those healthcare costs occur, really giving each other a hug through our intercommunication with each other at the time we're having those expenses. And that produces a feeling of significance.
Yep. You're right there. You're going to be with us through the break. We'll be back in 1 second.
All right, guys. While I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We are still talking with Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare, the executive director, to be exact. And we're talking about how people, they feel this sense of freedom, this burden off their shoulders from not being under the thumb of traditional health insurance, and they're enrolling in Liberty HealthShare's medical cost sharing plan. Now, has Liberty HealthShare, Dale, have you guys ever raised the share amount?
We have not. I would say in the last 3 years, we've not raised the share amount, but 3 years ago we dropped it by $50 just simply because our sharing amounts were adequate, and we've not made any change within the last 3 years.
Wow. Now, over the last, let's call it 15 months, or it's been 20 years, this last election, however long it's been, we've heard phrases like repeal and replace Obamacare, repeal, replace. Is it safe to say that Section 1501B, which allows for medical cost sharing, that that's going to stay in whatever the next system is going to be?
Well, I'm confident of this. Healthcare sharing has existed prior to the Affordable Care Act. It will continue after the ACA passes away, if it does. Because it's based upon generational values of men and women coming to each other's aid and assistance. And so that mindset or model of meeting healthcare costs will continue. But secondly, it represents Because there's fluctuation, there's change, there's instability in the whole health insurance arena today, this really represents a place of stability and safety in terms of meeting health care costs, because we're doing it out of conviction with one another. And that's a whole different mindset.
Sure, sure. And at the top of this interview, we spoke about now we're in this dreaded open enrollment period that, I got to tell you, is a nightmare for a lot of people. And some people are freaking out because they're looking at their new premiums, and it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I mean, it's just totally unacceptable. Is Liberty HealthShare, are you guys prepared to handle the throngs of people that I'm sure are going to be coming to you guys very, very shortly?
Well, we are prepared for the onslaught, and we are experiencing it already. We're adding about 1,000 new families every week so far.
Wow.
Here in the month of November. We're excited about that. And it's really because, number one, we're not subject to the open enrollment period because we're exempt from it under the ACA and its definition, as you referred to, the Section 1501B. But number two, we have a whole different premise for meeting health care costs. And when folks realize and understand and grasp that change from health insurance to health sharing, they come on board because they align so fundamentally with our mindset.
So just to clarify, there is no such thing as open enrollment with you?
Thankfully, no. We are exempt from it under the Affordable Care Act. A health care sharing ministry is defined in that section of the ACA with five criteria. We meet those five and have been recognized by the Centers for Medicare Solutions Services as being a recognized health care sharing ministry. So our members are exempt from both the fines of the Affordable Care Act for not having insurance and, secondly, from the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. We've all heard of the famous cases across America, whether it's Conestoga Wood or the Little Sisters of the Poor, et cetera, that have gone to court to try to reinforce their convictions that their money not be used in ways that violate their conscience. We decide among ourselves how our bills will be shared, and we're not subject to those mandates, and so we're a safe harbor for men and women of conscience.
So, you know, I feel like between the Affordable Care Act and the IRS, we spend literally one-sixth of our lives doing government paperwork, and we don't even work for the government. So how long would it take someone, if they went online, libertyhealthshare.org, how long would it take them to sign their family up?
You would go to libertyhealthshare.org. There's a tab there called Enroll Now, and you click on it, can enroll electronically. You sign the forms electronically. It takes anywhere from 7 to 12 minutes, depending Wow. upon the amount of detail that you need to fill in or what applies to you. And then it's reviewed by our staff. If there's any questions regarding pre-existing conditions, we get back to the individual and talk about that, explain it. But it takes about 7 to 12 minutes on average.
And then once they're cleared and you guys have spoken to them, how soon can they start, really participating in the medical cost sharing?
Well, anyone enrolling here in the month of November would be for a December 1st start date. And so we have plenty of time to work through those details. And I really need to explain how we deal with pre-existing conditions, Ryan, because that's among the top three questions that are asked. We do not share in the costs of pre-existing conditions in the first year. In the second year, it's $25,000. The third year, it's $50,000. Fourth year and following, it's no longer considered pre-existing. So folks need to make sure that healthcare sharing is for them. But most importantly, pre-existing conditions, especially like high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, smoking, we provide a health coach and help that person make lifestyle choices to change and impact those conditions.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dale. We're going to speak to you very, very shortly. Guys, you got to go to libertyhealthshare.org And you got to check that out. You got to get rid of your nasty Obamacare. And you got to check out the folks, my friends at Liberty Health Share. Dale, thank you so very much. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about what may be next, what's on the docket for old lame duck President Obama. Hang in there.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out rhinoreport.com. We got some new articles up there, all the old episodes, as well as all your favorite podcasting sites, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Also, we'll have the new episodes of Tina's Take, and that's going to be on Spreaker. We're going to switch over to Spreaker, so that will be set up this afternoon. You can check out those. She already has a ton of followers on there. I'm getting jealous already. But you can go check that out. And in case you need the phone number, you can call Liberty Health Share. Dale Bellis was just on the show last segment, 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. And you can talk to them and get health care in like 7 to 12 minutes. It's pretty good. That beats the hours of Obamacare paperwork that most of us have to deal with. All right. We learned that maybe up to 3 million illegal immigrants participated in our election day last Tuesday, and that seems like an awfully high number, but I'm not surprised. Just 3 days before the election, the president was on a YouTube. You know, I think it's funny because President Obama has been on over 200 different TV and reality shows throughout the course of his presidency, but he looks at Donald Trump and says he's the reality star. I think it's hysterical. But anyway, President Obama gets on this YouTube station or channel, whatever they call it, and says, no, all you have to do is go vote, and then you're an American. And no one's going to hunt you down. No one's going to separate your family. No one's going to do anything to you. Just go vote. And guess what? They went and did it. 3 million people went and voted. So when you hear numbers like Hillary Clinton is up 600,000 votes in the popular, and we have to get rid of the, you know, get rid of the college and the whole thing. Once they take out these votes, because you know, I would say 3/4 of them probably voted for Hillary. 3/4. This is according to Greg Phillips at votefraud.org. They're getting their legal team together to see what they can do. Now, it's worth noting that you need zero form of ID or anything in states like California, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Maryland, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Mexico, New Jersey, New York, California, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. You need no forms of ID whatsoever. In fact, in New York, when we vote, they don't even confirm your vote for you. It just sucks the Scantron in the machine, and it says, thank you. It doesn't say, hey, did you vote for A, B, and C? So you have no idea that it's actually registering your vote correctly, on top of the fact that anyone can go in and say they're you and sign your name. They don't check anything. So maybe something like that has to change. But 3 million votes, I'm sure when this is all said and done, there's still like 7 million votes to count or something. I'm sure we'll see this popular vote nonsense come to an end. Donald Trump will have the popular vote. He has the electoral vote. This thing's over. The snowflakes, the crybabies, the buttercups, they can all just, they can stop. They can go back to the basement or whatever it is they were doing beforehand, getting their red Starbucks cups, which I love the fact that it's red. I love the fact that Starbucks has red cups. They took the Merry Christmas off the cups a couple of years ago. Now it's just red cups. When you get a Starbucks, have them write like MAGA, like M-A-G-A on the cup. Or like, you know, President Trump on the cup. They're going to hate you for it. They're going to hate you for it. But you are going to love it. And you're gonna choke down that burnt, disgusting coffee. I'm more of a Dunkin' Donuts guy myself. Also, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. But Hillary Clinton on this conference call blamed everybody but herself for losing the election. She blames Comey. She blames the media. She blames the Donald Trump supporters, uneducated voters, uneducated white people. She blamed everybody. Everybody but herself. No one told her to set up a server. No one told her to delete emails. But we're all to blame, guys. These are the Clintons. And count your lucky stars that they will not be entering the White House in January. All right, guys, hope you had fun today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your day, everybody. Please, please stay safe. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.